gentleman in the striped tie over there, $3,000, Yvonne on the telephone, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. Against the telephone at $8,000. Against the room at $8,000. Anyone can join in? Thank you, $9,000, $10,000, $11,000, $12,000. Any more? She's still talking, but now she's got her mum on the line. So sold to you, sir, for $12,000, you are bidder number 909. Moving on, lot number 84. Oil on canvas, dated 1870. La femme chez Aube, which translates as a woman with massive bottom. This one is signed by Rudolf Valdemar, authenticated by no less than Dr. Briskind, and bidding up here at $14,000. Thank you. 15 at the back. 16, lady left of the center aisle. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. No more. All through. All done. And yes. Thank you, sir. New bidder. Gentleman on the left of the aisle. $24,000. Not really. It's a cruel joke. Sold to you, sir, for $23,000 or $11,500 per buttock. Lot number 85, German school. Urd und klar das Mia. Right. Well, this is very embarrassing, ladies and gentlemen. It now turns out that lots 85 through to the end of your catalogue are, in fact, not actually here. Delivery problem. If it's any consolation, we feel as stupid as I'm sure we look. Thank you very much. It's a nightmare. We are a laughing stock. I'm a laughing stock.
Did you shut up?
The trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Just in time for the end of the auction. Will you remind me to thank them? Listen, Helen, everything's fixed for tonight, yeah?
Yes.
Great. The preservation, flower, city view, all that stuff?
Yes, all taken care of.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Thanks. Listen, you don't think 3 months is too soon, do you? You know, I haven't even met a family yet. I mean, what do you think, as a woman?
As a woman?
Yeah.
Very risky.
Right. Right, thanks. That's made me feel a lot better. All right, so let me get this straight. You've brought me just under half the paintings, just over 2 weeks late for the fifth time this year.
You're going to sign, you'll take it all back.
And that's it, is it? That's your response to this?
All right, guys, load it up.
Load them up.
I'll sign. Lovely. Thank you so much. You've been a huge help. Note, call Better Business Bureau. Other note, seek lost testicles.
Michael, need a lift?
Oh, Philip, it's very nice of you. No, I'm actually going to pick up Gina from her school, so...
That's fine. We're going that way. Hop in. Helen, do you know Mr. Morganson?
Michael Felgate.
Oh, yeah, very nice to meet you. We're very excited that you might be thinking of us for your father's collections.
Mr. Morganson was at a day's sale.
Ah, well, not typical, if I may say so, but, you know, having said that, I think every auction house in New York has these little delivery hiccups sometimes.
Sotheby's doesn't seem to.
Right. Come belle della luna, brille
strette, strette come butto belle passeggia. Michael, I heard about tonight. Best of luck.
Thanks. Each avenue of the street or strada, you can see him disappear. Two by two.
Oh, don't mind.
On an evening in Rome. Do they take him for express a
girl?
I
guess so. Okay, now show that again.
A girl. I wish I knew.
Go.
Hi. Hi.
So, where are we going?
I am unable to tell you, but I will tell you it's somewhere very special. Goodbye. And we're late. Run.
Meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one in one. It's much too few.
Please don't.
Don't what?
Just stop. Just stop, otherwise it can't go on. Just run normally.
I am running normally.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. I thought, you know, I... Well, I guess I haven't seen you run before, and I thought you were doing a funny run.
Funny run? That's my run.
What time is it?
We're now 25 minutes late.
We'll have lost our reservation. What do you think?
I can't think. I'm much too hurt about my run. We'll go somewhere else, and let's walk. Thanks.
Are you okay? You look a little fishy.
No, I'm fine. So, look, how was last night?
Fine. The usual.
Your dad okay?
Yeah, it's great. Michael, I'm sorry. I want you to meet him. And Richie, it's just...
I know, you're ashamed of me. I talk funny. My hair's unusually floppy.
Just give me time.
Well, at least tell me what his restaurant's called, because then I could sneak in a beard or something.
It's called the La Trattoria.
You mean La Trattoria?
No.
The La Trattoria means the Trattoria.
I know.
Interesting. Well, look, I've got to go to the bathroom, and I'll be back in a sec. Hi. I was wondering if you could help me out with a special arrangement. I've got this fortune, and I wondered if you could stick it in one of your fortune cookies. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks. Thank you.
Welcome.
I think she wants you to pay now.
No, you eat cookies.
Looks like we better eat our cookies. You like Chinese food?
Well, that's spooky.
You gonna check yours?
Oh, no. Well, I'm gonna save it for later.
Eat cookie.
That's all right. I'm sure she will when she's ready.
Well,
thank you.
Well, no, you have it.
No, you eat cookie.
I don't want to.
老闆娘,你不叫他把他打開,你看你誰呀,你沒有跟走吧?
Eat cookie.
No, I'm not hungry.
Gina, you know, I think the best thing is to play along.
No, I don't feel like taking orders from the waitress.
Not waitress, owner. Eat fucking cookie.
This woman is insane.
Gina, do you love me?
Yeah.
Do you trust me?
Yeah.
Then eat the cookie.
Good fences make good neighbors. Hmm?
Oh, my God, Jeffrey. Yes. Oh, the answer is yes.
What?
Oh, my God, honey, I can't. Jeffrey.
Excuse me.
What?
What are you talking about? I am so sorry. There's been a mistake. That's actually your one. It's quite true, too. This is what you're meant to have. And, this. Ta-da.
Oh, my God.
2 carats. How much money would you pay?
You know, we could really use some privacy here. Thanks. Please, just give us a moment.
Not waitress. Owner.
I know.
My restaurant.
Go away.
Michael, my God. I don't know what to say.
Well, I thought what she said was pretty good. Obviously, you could leave out the Jeffrey bit.
I can't. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. It's just... Michael. Hi, Jimmy. Listen, did Gina just come back?
Yeah, she came back all right, crying her eyes out. She packed a bag, ran straight back out again. What the hell you been doing to her?
I asked her to marry me.
No. Are you kidding me?
Hey!
Hey! Jimmy, you...
This family is Jimmy.
Great!
She didn't, by any chance, say where she was going, did she?
I think she went to her dad's house.
You don't have that address, by any chance?
No, I don't. But you could ask him. He's got a restaurant right around the block. Corner of Mulberry.
Oh, right. The, La Trattoria.
That's the one. Hey! You dog, you!
I'm a bit of a dog. Thanks so much, Jim.
Hey, all the best, huh? Hi, it's Jimmy. It's Mr. Vitalian. Yeah, I got some great news for him.
La donna è con me, è molto di più di una donna qualsiasi. Io voglio lei, un bene fortissimo, un grido bellissimo. Tanto tutto è niente, una musica, senza musica.
Excuse me. I was hoping you might be able to tell me the...
Hey, you're Michael.
Yeah.
I'm Richie.
Oh, right. Hi. Yeah, great to meet you. You look a lot like Gina.
Huh. You don't look like her at all. I'll go get my dad.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just needed his home address.
You're Gina's guy, right?
Right, yeah.
You own that auction house?
Well, no, I just run it for the owner, actually.
Interesting line of business. What's the deal with that? You get to pick the paintings?
I used to. Now I just get to pick fights with truck drivers.
Delivery problems, huh?
Right, yeah.
You know, I love art.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? Johnny, it don't mean nothing.
Vinny...
What I say?
You know what you said. What, do you like the guy? You find him attractive? What?
For Christ's sakes, Johnny.
There's something going on here, Vinny.
Nothing's going on.
Johnny. Do you love Mark?
I apologize. My son is very emotional. Artistic. I think you understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I hate to disturb Mr. Vitali when he's busy. I was just wondering, does anyone here have his home...
Michael.
Mr. Vitali.
My God, Michael, finally. You know, Gina keeps telling me how busy you are, but, hey, better late than never, right?
Right.
So, you meet everyone?
Yeah, I think so.
Vinny.
How you doing?
Carmine, Louis. This is Uncle Vito. A pleasure.
Likewise, yeah. So, are you mostly family then?
Mostly.
Uh-huh.
You two should talk.
Right. Good.
Hey, good luck with them trucks.
Thanks. Look, Mr. Vitali, it's really nice to meet you at last, but I actually just dropped by to ask you a question.
Is that right? A question, eh? Yeah.
I think I have an idea what that question might be.
You do?
What? If we're gonna do this right, don't you think we should get to know each other a little first?
Yeah, I suppose so.
You know something, Michael? I think I'm gonna like you. I believe very deeply in first impressions. I fell in love with my wife at first sight. And the minute they showed that Charles Manson on the news, I said, I know this guy's up to no good. Now I see you for the first time, and I know you love my daughter.
Look, Mr. Vitali, here's the thing.
Frank.
Listen,
come on, I want to show you something.
For Christ's sakes, Richie, I can't hear myself think. What's wrong with you?
I don't know! We are
family. The kid's got 174 IQ, and what do you get? An idiot. I mean, he's my son, and I love him. And I wish there was another word. There isn't.
Mr. Vitali, do you have a bathroom?
Yeah, down the hall there. You can't miss it. Okay. Come on, the stairs when you're through.
Yeah.
take a look at this.
Mr. Vitale. There's a man in the freezer.
I know. Maintenance. Come in, come in. Come in.
You recognize this person? The best student they ever had. Here she is with her mother. Gina has her eyes, you'll notice. But a week after this day, her mother passed away. And a week after that, Gina was back in school studying harder than before and coming home every night trying to take care of me and Richie. She's still doing it.
I apologize.
But as you may have guessed, I am crazy about my Gina. Oh, my God, I am so thrilled that she met someone who knows exactly how she deserves to be treated.
Right.
Like a fucking princess.
Right. You know, Mr. Vitale, I think I should really tell you about what happened tonight.
Oh, respect, Michael. I got a confession to make. I already know.
Oh, you do?
No, don't call me.
See, oh, no.
When he called with the good news, I knew. This Michael, he's a gentleman. He's coming to ask for my daughter's hand. So, go ahead. Here.
May I please have your daughter's hand in marriage, Mr. Vitale? Frank?
Dad.
Dad. Yes.
What a kid.
I'm sleeping, Daddy.
Gina? It's me.
Why did you have to do this? Everything was perfect. Why did you have to go and ruin it?
Well, I didn't mean to. I just thought, you know...
No, I know, and I do. I do so much.
Well, then that's great. That's fantastic.
But I can't. I just can't.
Gina, I'm not following. What's happening?
I can't talk about this in the house.
No. So, where are we going?
Out.
Right. Nowhere too dressy, I hope. Gina.
Oh. I can't marry you because of my father.
Your father? Gina, I just met your father. I loved him. Yeah, well, I needed this address, so I went to the trattoria. I met some of your relations.
Okay. Keep walking. So who'd you meet? Nice Uncle Vito?
Yeah.
Full name Vito Graziosi. Did it ring any bells?
Was it boxing?
Vito the Butcher Graziosi. He's the head of the Graziosi crime family. Did you meet Johnny? Johnny Graziosi? He just finished 8 years in Sing Sing for loan sharking? Vinny? Vinny the Shrimp D'Agostino, 20 years for double murder! Do you get the picture now?
I don't understand. Are you saying your dad's some kind of mob caterer?
My father was in prison till I was 8, Michael. He's one of them.
Wow.
Keep walking. Oh, I should have told you months ago. Or, I mean, I just walked away. I mean, normally I would have, but I couldn't because I was so happy.
Wait, listen, I don't want to marry your father.
But you will, Michael, whether you like it or not. Him and his friends. And I can't let that happen to you because I love you and everything they touch ends up spoiled and corrupted.
Wait a minute, this is ridiculous for a start. I might not be corruptible.
It's a little favor, a tiny lie, and you're theirs. Believe me, I've seen it. No, I'm sorry. It's just... it's just over, Michael.
Well, no. I'm sorry, but I've waited all my life to find someone I love as much as I love you. And I'm just not gonna let this or anyone come between us. Not Vito the butcher or Vinny the baker or anyone involved in any kind of food preparation. That's it. End of story.
But you don't know how clever they are.
No, but you do, presumably, and you can tell me. We can do this together.
Completely together.
Completely. I swear. Now just give in. Marry me.
Smile! You're engaged! Great. Now just Gina and Michael over here, I think, would be
happy engagement, you guys!
Okay.
How's it?
Okay. Say cheese.
Hey, Michael, congratulations.
You're right. It really does talk funny.
Cheese. Yeah, you're really getting into this.
I know. I know. My therapist suggested it as a way to get over my little... I think it's really working. I feel terrific, especially tonight. I am so happy for you guys.
Bad breakup, long story.
Oh, let's go say hello to Uncle Vito. Come on.
Here we go.
Hey.
Molto grazie. What you gonna do?
Hey, Uncle Vito. Hey.
Oh, he's so beautiful. You're like a flower.
Well, you too, Uncle Vito.
This is so nice of you. We were really planning something much smaller.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Niente. Your school. How is everything?
Well, it's pretty good. Only two shootings last week.
Jesus Christ has got me sick with worry. Why do you want to worry your father? You want to transfer? I have a friend of a friend in the supervisor's office.
Thank you. I'll let you know.
So, Michael? Are your family coming over for the wedding?
Well, no.
Michael's an orphan.
He was.
I'm sorry to hear that. Tell me, Michael, I'm interested to know. Coming from a foreign culture, you must have a different perspective on all these killings.
Well, to speak honestly, I can't say I really approve, but my understanding is that it's all part of your business and that people only get killed who bring it on themselves.
The killings at Gina's high school.
I'm against them.
Now, Vito, what do you say we show around the house?
$250,000. You think it worth that?
Well, like I say, that's the great thing about an auction. An object is worth whatever anyone is willing to pay for it.
That's an interesting perspective. Now, tell me what you think of this one. You like it?
Wow. It's very intriguing, isn't it? Tell me, why does Jesus have a machine gun now?
It's symbolic. You have to ask Johnny. He does them as part of his therapy.
Uh-huh.
You have a very gifted son, you know. Not the way he's blood.
So I must say, I like the way the blood sort of oozes out of his...
I like that.
Cranium.
I like that. Yeah. He's a very talented kid, wouldn't you say, Michael?
Yes, I think he certainly has something.
Grazie. I'm flattered that you like it. Listen, Michael, we should talk. I have friends in various fields that would be delighted to help a friend of mine.
Well, that's extremely kind of you. But I've always had this silly thing about standing on my own two feet in business. I hope you understand.
Of course. I respect your feeling.
You're nobody till somebody loves you.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, no, you see, I am so proud of you.
No, you.
No, you.
Oh, shut up.
All right.
Perfect. I am so happy for you. One more.
You'll find yourself somebody to love.
Talk to Helen about tonight's catalogue. Rent, Goodfellas, Casino, Godfather 1, 2, 3. Excuse me. Can I help you?
How much is this one?
On this, the reserve is 30,000, I think. That being, of course, the opening bid on tonight's auction. Do you have much experience when it comes to buying art?
No. But I hear it can be a good investment.
Yes.
My father recently died and left me some money.
Your father? Wow, that must have been a terrible shock. You know, if you're just looking for something beautiful to put on your wall, you might like to think about a mirror.
Oh, you... I really want a painting.
Yeah.
Michael, what? Can I have a word?
One moment. I tell you what. Tonight, if there's a nice painting going for less than it's really worth, perhaps we could work out a way in which I could let you know about it.
Oh, you mean like a signal?
Exactly. Listen, I have an important potential client I have to talk to, so I'm going to leave Helen here to work out the exact details of this with you. Where is he?
Not here yet. But the trucks are...
Well, that means they're early.
Yeah. Incredible, huh?
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Hello.
What?
So that's everything?
Yes, sir, all 44 pieces. And I just want you to know if I've said anything or done anything in the past that in any way offended you, I'm very deeply sorry.
Huh. Well, thanks.
Michael? Michael? Are you okay?
Sorry, yes, I'm fine. I just, this morning's delivery was complete and on time. It was a bit of a shock.
I can imagine. Now, Morganson's here, so I thought that you could soften him up a bit, and then I'll move in for the kill.
Absolutely. We do like to think that we can match Sotheby's in the two qualities most important to any auction house. One being, obviously, a tradition of unquestioned respectability. And the other being, for want of a better word, shall we say, class? Well, I know Mr. Cromwell is anxious to talk to you.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm confused. What's the problem?
Well, Mr. Graziosi wants me to auction it for $50,000. People would pay $50,000 just to avoid being in the same room as this thing.
Michael, please. Your trucks show up on time for the first time in God knows how long. And you get to give a little happiness to an important friend. So, I mean, what's the matter with you? I thought you'd be happy.
No, Mr. Vitale.
No, there. No,
you don't understand. This is exactly what Gina said would happen. This is her... I mean, if she even found out that this thing had been sent over here... Gina, you're early.
Hi.
Just on the phone with your dad.
Oh, let me talk.
Yeah. There you are.
Oh, oh. Daddy, you got my message? Great. And everything's okay for tomorrow's... Tomorrow at noon's okay for the fittings? Okay, well, here's the deal. Now, I'm going to be there, and Carol is going to come along, too, to take photos. No, she's doing the whole wedding, so be nice. Okay, now, we have to talk about the wedding reception. Now, I know you and Mom used Louise, but... hold on.
We do have two key attributes for which in this business there is no substitute. The first being obviously a tradition of unparalleled respectability. And the other being, shall we say, for want of a better word... we'll come back later.
Right.
Hi.
You know what, Daddy? We have to go. Okay, I love you too. He wants to say bye.
Yeah. Look, it's gonna be okay. You put the thing up for auction. It don't sell, Gina. We'll never know.
Oh, I don't think I can do that.
listen, this favor. If you don't do it, it's really not that great. I mean, not for you. And to be honest with you, not for me. So, you'll just do it this once, and I'll talk to Vito and explain how in the future you two would prefer to go it alone. Okay?
Is that a promise, Dad?
Yeah, that's a promise.
Fabulous. Noon tomorrow, then it is. Okay, bye.
What is wrong with you?
You come here.
I swear to God, Frankie, I ain't got the money.
All right, now I gotta put you on mountain climb.
Signals.
What?
With the old lady. If you want her to start bidding, you cough.
Okay, easy enough.
If you want her to stop bidding, you just say ha.
Fine. What? Say what?
Ha.
Ha?
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Portraiture 1450 to 1750. Down it goes then at $25,000 to bidder number 977. And so to our final piece of the evening, and a last-minute addition to your catalogue, lot number 277A, oil on canvas, signed by the artist, The Road to Damascus by Jonathan Graziosi. This item has a reserve of $50,000. 50,000, anyone? No? Oh, well, too bad, then. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes the business for... Was that... We have $50,000. $50,000. 55, anyone? All through, all done, then, at $50,000 to bid a number 235. And I believe that's a record for a Graziosi. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and good night.
Michael, you snuck that last one in on me, didn't you?
Yes, I'm afraid so. I'm sorry.
I do that more often. Congratulations. Quite a painting you have for yourself, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry. Have we met someone?
I don't believe so. But may I ask, do either of you gentlemen enjoy steak?
Very much so.
University in Ninth. I'm very proud of it.
Thanks. Hang on.
Michael, mil grazie. You make me very proud and Johnny very happy.
There's something going on here.
Hey, Johnny, come on. Nothing's going on.
Yeah, I don't like your face.
Hello, Frank. It's Michael. I've been trying to get you since last night. Listen, it's sold. Did you know that the painting actually sold?
Right on, I heard. That's great.
Did you talk to, your friend? I mean, that is it, right? Finito, no more favors.
Trust me, Mike. Hey, it's gonna be okay.
Great. Wait, sorry. It is, or it's going to be. Hello? Hello,
sorry,
Frank.
Gotta go. Shake it to Taylor.
Excuse me. What's going on?
Big fire over on 72nd Street.
Oh, is a restaurant or something?
Nah, I don't know. Some odd place.
Sotheby's?
That's it.
Michael, there are some men here to see you from the FBI.
Good. Good, good.
We often sell works by first-time artists. I don't see how this time is any different.
The difference is that this painting was bought by a restaurant owner who owed the artist's father $50,000.
It's a setup, you get it? They bought it from themselves.
I don't understand. If someone buys your painting for $50,000, you make $50,000, but if they already owed you the money, you make nothing.
It's called money laundering.
Ah.
You mind?
Not at all, no.
They do it through car washes, restaurants, bars, and last night through you. Have you at any time come into contact with anyone who you thought might be connected with organized crime of any kind?
Absolutely not.
You sure about that?
I am positive.
Are we okay to see Michael?
He's in with the FBI.
Lovely. Perhaps later then. Have you had lunch?
Well, thank you very much indeed for the warning. And if anything like this crops up again, I'll certainly be in touch.
We'd appreciate that. We're dealing with something pretty ugly here. Here's my card.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, those.
Thank you.
Michael, Gina is in reception.
Good, thank you.
Michael, I know what you're thinking. It's okay. Relax.
Mr. Felgate,
where did you want this?
In my office. Thank you. Quick as you can.
Yeah.
It turns out Vito and Johnny had taken more of a liking to the idea than any of us had perhaps originally anticipated. That's all.
Almighty, it's out of control. You can't control it, can you?
Listen now, it is not out of control.
Well, I have to tell Gina. I have to tell her.
Tonight is your last auction of the season, right? All you have to do is keep Gina away from there. Sell a painting, go on your honeymoon. Hey, by the time you come back, I swear everything will be taken care of, I swear.
I'm not lying to Gina. I'm not doing it. I have to tell her.
Michael, please. You know Gina's happiness means more to me than anything in the world. You know that, right? If you tell her now that you already lied, it's all over.
God damn it! This is your fault.
Hey, you know what? I've been on your side every step of the way here.
Yeah, well, if you were a plumber, would we be having this conversation?
Look at you.
Oh, wait. Where's Richie? Smile.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
So, are you guys busy tonight? Or?
No, actually, I'm going to go to Michael's big auction. You want to come?
Yes.
Gina.
Yeah.
You know, we should talk about that.
What?
Tonight. Been thinking about it, you know, it's quite a big deal. Morganton's gonna be there again, and
just afraid I might get put off if you were there. I know it sounds silly. I'm just thinking I might not be able to see the bids because I'd, you know, not be able to look at you.
What is it?
I'm fine. He loves you so much, and I am so happy for you. Oh, no, it's so great. It's so good.
And so finally to lot 125A, and another of our occasional Jonathan Graziosi's. This unusual painting is entitled Die Piggy Piggy Die Die and has a reserve of $80,000. At $80,000, then. Anyone?
Bid.
$80,000.
Excuse me.
Is that? We have $80,000, lady at the front. 85, anyone? Yes, $85,000. Gentleman at the back. No advance, no one else, all through, and $90,000. $90,000. Ha! Huh? Anyone at $95,000?
Be smart and take our money now. Let me pay you back later.
You're supposed to buy the painting.
Yeah, but you can make double the money.
Just doing my job.
Yes, $95,000. Ha! Huh? $100,000. Anyone at $105,000? Yes? Ha ha! $105,000, gentlemen at the back. And may I just remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that we recently sold a Graziosi for a record $50,000. The most ever paid for a Graziosi. 50. Less than half the current bidding price. Ah! $110,000. Anyone at $115,000? Sir? $115,000.
I told you.
Certainly, and to let this go for $110,000 would be a crime of the greatest magnitude. Yes, $115,000. Gentlemen at the back, all through, all down and down it goes at $115,000 to bidder number 702. Terrific. And that brings us to the end of the auction, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much indeed. Good night.
I can't talk. I have to see Gina.
Bye-bye.
Michael! Gina told me the happy news. I'm baking you two a cake.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's incredibly nice of you. Thanks. I'll see you a bit later then. Gina? Who are you? My God, what is this?
It's the 3-month anniversary of our very first date.
I'm a complete idiot. Sorry.
But do you mind if we have company?
Who?
Humans and gorillas are primates.
Well, he reminded me of you.
Yes, he would.
Happy anniversary.
Oh my God, I just feel so horrible that I didn't remember to get anything for you.
Oh, my God.
Swap?
Oh, yeah. Michael, you can't afford this. Come here.
I have an opposable thumb.
Wait, Gina, hang on. Calm down. Listen, I can't afford it because, you know, things have been going really well at work recently. Apart from this one thing that I think we should talk about, okay?
Okay.
I'll go.
Who is it?
So, Jehovah bloody witnesses. Yeah, please go away, thank you, we're not interested.
They must be very devoted.
Hang on. Excuse me.
I want my money now. No talk. Money now.
Johnny.
Hello, Gina.
Michael, what's going on?
All right, listen.
Prince Charles here just cost me 130 grand, and he's going to make it up out of his own pocket. Wait, what's this worth?
Michael.
All right, they were auctioning Johnny's paintings to launder money.
Not they. We. And a connoisseur had the taste to try to buy some of my art.
Well, she was 90 years old and blind. She was not a connoisseur.
Your jerk fiancé wouldn't even let her bid.
What, cheating innocent collectors was not part of the deal?
You had a deal?
No, no.
When angered, I make this sound.
We didn't have a deal. How come you took commission from the painting I sold last night?
This is why you told me not to come tonight.
Gina,
Because if I was there, you'd have trouble not looking at me.
Very smooth. Very smooth.
I mean, did you take a commission? Is that how you afforded this?
What's the matter? We burst your little town and country bubble here? Yeah, I don't know who the hell you think you are.
All right, that's it. Come on, get
out. Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
All right, all right, all right.
Other primates fear the gorilla.
Don't be a moron, Johnny.
Just relax, okay? Relax.
Come on, Johnny. You don't need a gun.
You're right. I don't.
I hate to do this to such a beautiful establishment, but you gotta learn how to pay up.
Stop. Stop.
My diet is leaves and fresh fruit.
Oh my God.
What happened? Did it ricochet? He's dead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right. It's not your fault. It's okay. Here's what we do. I'm going to call the police.
No, you can't. They own half the police. What have I done?
Listen, don't you worry. You go home. I'll call your father.
Daddy?
Yeah. We can deal with this.
You're one of the guys now.
Gina, listen to me.
No,
that's not true.
No, you're right. This is a job for the boys.
You don't understand.
No, don't touch me.
You don't understand.
Michael, I understand perfectly. I've always understood. That's why I warned you. That's why you swore to me this wouldn't happen.
Gina, you have to let me explain.
I'll just put this in the kitchen.
No, no, no. Thank you. Thank you so much. But I just learned I'm diabetic. Thank you so much for the thought, though.
Funny how life imitates art. All right, don't worry. We can handle this. It's gonna be okay. First thing, do you have any plastic bags?
Absolutely.
Jesus, sweet.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. I thought perhaps the gun? Bigger? Right. Sorry.
The trick is to hook up under the armpits.
Good evening again, Mrs. Orton. Just getting rid of all the food with sugar.
Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano. All you calabresi do the mambo like a crazy with a mambo. Don't want a tarantella. Mambo. No more mozzarella. Mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an enchilada with the fish baccalà. Hey, Goomba! I love how you dance a rumba. But take some of advice, Faisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere.
Can you stay down?
I'm down.
Hey, Frankie!
Al?
It's Frankie.
The tally?
Yeah.
It's Al.
Unbelievable.
Oh! My God, son.
Frankie. Did you get hit anywhere?
Nah, what are you kidding? Thank God we're chicken shits, eh? Real tough guys would have stood there and aimed, no?
So, who's your friend?
Big Mickey from Kansas City.
Friend of ours.
I thought Big Mickey was dead. The father, this is Little Big Mickey.
Wasn't there a Little Big Mickey out of Chicago?
Yeah, that's the original Little Big Mickey. This is Little Big Mickey Blue Eyes.
Oh, so you work for Tony Two Tone.
Huh. What you got over there? Whoa, is that Sonny Marcellino?
Yeah.
I thought he was a witness protection.
Took us 7 years. Tracked him and whacked him. Yeah.
Tracked him and whacked him.
So, who's your guy?
He's a nobody.
Frankie, come on. We showed you us.
What, we in the second grade over here? He's a witness. I really can't talk about it.
Well, then I guess we should get these guys in the ground, huh?
Good, good.
Yeah, good to see you. You too, huh?
Frankie.
Mickey Blue.
God bless. Take care.
Mickey.
Come on, let's go. We got to move him.
Come on.
Come on.
I don't know.
I got to dig?
Yeah, you dig. It's your turn.
You shot him there.
So I whacked him. You dig.
You know what? I wish I was him.
No, you don't.
No, you're right. I wish you were him.
Here. Wipe yourself. Oh, you got a $100 bill?
Why?
Get the car. Don't worry about it.
Look, one thing. If any of this gets out, I'm the one that shot Johnny, okay? Can we at least agree on that?
You got it.
You all right?
Got my messages.
You buried him, and then you dug him up. Now you don't know where he is.
No, not exactly.
Yeah, I got your messages.
So, how are you feeling?
Well, obviously, it's my first murder. On top of which, I feel like I'm going crazy and I'm scared. And the one person I want to turn to turns out to be a liar and a fraud. But other than that...
I'm not a liar. I mean, yes, I am a liar, but I... Just let me...
Well... I don't think I can. I'm sorry. I have to go.
Wait. Hold out your hand. Yeah. Just hang on to it till I've had a chance to explain.
Come over for lunch tomorrow and I'll listen to what you have to say.
This is Patrick Richards, reporting from Central Park, where police this morning found the body of 31-year-old Jonathan Graziosi, son of reputed mob boss Vito Graziosi. Sources tell us the body was found with a rolled-up $100 bill in one of the nostrils, calling card of the notorious Rosoli crime family. Johnny Graziosi was at the beginning of a flourishing art career.
Tony Rizzoli called. They want to talk.
Okay, set it up.
As soon as they pull up, we should blow them away.
Let's listen to what they got to say, huh?
Mr. Rizzoli says he swears on the soul of his mother. He had none to do with this.
Then who?
Cop and the 20th priest had tipped us. They towed Johnny's car from in front of a building on the Upper West Side. That's the address.
Go.
No, wait. You don't want everyone stomping around up there like a bunch of goddamn elephants scaring people away. How about I go in there with a detective's badge, you know, ask around, keep it quiet. We find the right zebra, we tear him to pieces.
Which apartment was the old lady in that sauce with Johnny?
Why?
They know he was here.
Oh, God.
We need to talk to her about it.
What's that? What are you going to do?
Michael, please. Please, I am not going to hurt her.
No, listen.
You guys. Michael, if we don't do this, we're both going to die.
Who is it?
It's a Michael Felgate. No,
and his harmless friend Frank.
No, Mrs. Horton, do not open the...
What?
Mrs. Horton, he said,
please open the door.
You're Michael's friend. The garbage helper?
Yes, the garbage helper.
Oh, what are you guys doing here?
Hey, Frankie, Mr. Rizzoli thought we should check it out. Hey, Mickey Blue.
Thank you very much. Thank you. If you remember anything else, will you call that number?
Hey.
Hey, we covered this place top to bottom, but most of the people at work. How about we grab some steak and we all come back later this afternoon?
Hey, we look like we ever said no to a steak?
And I got the perfect place. You'll love it, Frank. Follow us.
Forget about it.
Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it. Forget no R's.
Forget about it.
And I'll change the T's to D's.
Forget about it.
Id?
Well, you said change the T's to the D's, for Christ's sake.
Not the last one.
Well, all right, change the T's to the D's, but not the last one.
Forget about it. Stop. Try this one here. Get the hell out of here. No R's.
Get the hell out of here.
Not he. He.
He.
Here! Look, keep your mouth shut. Stick
oh,
this in your pants.
God.
Stick it in your pants. Maybe you'll look the part. My God.
Well, you know, since I live there, maybe I should just shoot Mrs. Horton and save you going back with your rope.
You thought that was for strangling her?
Well, what else was it for?
It was to tie her up so I could take her to my cab. Jesus, Mike. I mean, my God. Sometimes I wonder what kind of person you think that I am.
I think you're the kind of person that knows the trick for carrying a dead body. Oh, my God. Hey. Get out of here.
No, just forget about it.
Forget about it.
No, I mean, shut up. Please, shut up.
Forget about it. Oh, my God. I sold him the painting. He knows who I am. This can't be happening.
Hi. You gentlemen ready to order?
Just a salad and some mineral water. Counting my cholesterol.
I'll have a sirloin medium, fried onions, baked potato with everything on it, and a beer.
Same.
And you?
Same.
And how do you want your steak cooked?
Three,
What?
Raw.
What?
Raw.
Raw?
Raw.
Rare?
Yeah.
Rare. And how about a drink? Another beer. You talk funny.
Yeah. You got any company while you're in town? Hey, Antoinette. Come here. This is a very good friend of ours. Kansas City, little Big Mickey Blue Eyes.
Well, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Sit down. Say hi to the nice man.
Hi. So, what part of Kansas City?
Hey, are they taking care of you guys?
Get the hell back in your goddamn kitchen. I want something for you all ass. Go on.
Kansas City, here I come.
Rent, Goodfellas, Casino, Godfather, 1, 2, 3.
Jesus Christ, it talks?
Yeah, with an accent, no less.
What is that?
It's like a little quarter thing. Got it off some British asshole, son.
Michael, what an amazing coincidence. Come for one of the famous steaks.
Is something queer going on?
No, no, no. Is this in any way connected to that FBI business? I can't explain at the moment. What on earth was going on at the auction last night? Why did you keep saying ha like that? We were all quite worried about you.
I'll have to explain later. I'm sorry. Oh, my God, I am so sorry. It's completely my fault. I can't apologize enough. Just a little screw-up. But what did he? We got it under control. Forget about it.
Why in the world are you talking like that?
Shut up, asshole. I had enough of yous. I said shut up. Get out of here. All you British are the same. You're all assholes. Go on. Get out of here. Asshole.
What are they doing?
What are they doing? They're talking to Kansas City. But they still can't connect us to Johnny if I get to the old lady before they do.
But she won't be there. She spends her afternoons playing cards. I see her come home about 3. Oh, no.
What?
What? Oh, no! I missed meeting Gina for lunch.
I'll give her a call. Explain what happened. Trust me, it'll be okay.
No, just wake up, Frank. It will not be okay. I just assaulted my boss. I've lost my fiancée, and now your pals are going to hunt me down and kill me. So of all the things it's not going to be, okay pretty much tops the list.
Michael, you have to stay focused.
Will you focus on this? You know, Gina's probably not going to forgive me. And do you know why? Because I lied to her, and her father's been lying to her all her life. And it hurts.
She told you that.
Yeah. And now it looks like I've lost the only girl I've ever really loved. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's not bloody okay at all.
Michael. You can't go home.
I'm going to Gina. I should never have lied to you. I should have told you everything from the start. But the whole thing just snowballed, and before I knew where I was just buried in the whole thing. But everything I did out of fear of losing you. Can't you see that? Gina, listen, please, just let me come up. This is ridiculous.
Why didn't you show up for lunch today? The truth, please.
Okay, I was with your father. We had to have lunch with these people.
It was a nightmare.
Seems like you and Dad are getting pretty close.
What does that mean?
It means we're over, Michael. I just don't know who you are. Your toast.
Michael. Come here.
What?
Don't worry about it. It'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh. Hey! Come on!
Thanks, John.
great crowd. Thank you. Let's get started by meeting our first...
She went out, Frankie. Michael fired a warning shot in the ceiling. It was an accident. Sit down, Frank.
It's a wonderful city, and everyone's been so friendly and courteous. I don't know why they talk the way they do about New Yorkers.
Get the hell out of here. Come on.
Hello?
Listen to me. I want you to get out of the apartment right now. You hear me? Just go.
What's going on? What's happening?
Vito thinks the Rizzoli's killed Johnny. Things are a little dicey right now, that's all.
Oh, I'm fine. Vito was worried, too, so he sent Uncle Vinny to watch out for me.
Isn't that sweet of him? Daddy?
You there?
Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. Whatever you do, I can't explain this right now, but whatever you do, don't tell anyone there's trouble between you and Michael. It's very, very important. You understand?
Okay.
Let me talk to Vinny.
Sure, one sec. It's Daddy.
Ma'am. Frankie.
You listen to me. You touched one hair on my head. I swear on my mother.
Hey, listen. I'm just doing my job, all right, Frank? I mean, you do what you gotta do, and everything will be okay. All right?
You...
So?
They know what happened.
They know about Gina?
They think it was you.
So, what's gonna happen?
They gotta take care of you, Michael.
What does that mean?
It means, they ordered someone to,
whack me? Okay, do we know who?
Me.
You. You're going to whack me?
Stop saying that, you sound like an idiot. Yeah, Vito wants me to do it at the wedding. During your speech. I mean, that way he figures, you know, he gets us both. You die and... I lose Gina by killing the man she loves.
But there isn't going to be a wedding.
No. So I can't do it then.
You mean you can't do it then, or you can't do it then?
The first one.
Right.
I got Gina, Michael. If I don't do it, Vinny's going to kill her.
My God.
It's one of these honor things, you know, a life for life. Bottom line... Bottom line, Vito's not going to rest until he sees a body.
A body?
Yeah.
Right. Right. This is probably a stupid question, but to your knowledge, does this hurt?
No. You won't feel a thing. Ready?
That is surprisingly painful, actually. Is it meant to hurt that much?
Let me check that for you.
Frank. When Michael gets up to give his bridegroom's speech,
You shoot him twice. Then our guys come in and shoot you.
We're going to stitch the squib controls inside your tuxedos, so you're going to have to learn to set them off yourselves in sync with the gunshots. You think you can handle it?
Any problems, speak now. This thing is potentially huge for us. Massive. Questions? Worries? Something you need?
Well, just one thing. A bride.
No, sir, we don't take bribes.
Bride.
Pardon?
Bride.
Take them goddamn things off your head.
Yes, sir.
And the Handy Bundler is virtually indestructible. Even the law can use Handy Bundler to detain criminals. You'll find hundreds of uses for the Handy Bundler around the shop, at home, in the office, and on the job. A perfect fit every time. It's lightweight and secure anything.
Hello?
Easy as one, two, three.
So these are the guys doing the flowers for the wedding, right?
Yeah, this is supposed to be great. Thanks, Uncle Vinny. I think I'll be safe with Michael inside.
Okay.
So, what's going on?
Okay, they don't know anything at all about you, but, they think that I shot Johnny.
But you didn't.
Act like you're in love.
Who are you?
FBI. How are you today?
Vito doesn't know that I know this, but your father's been ordered to kill me at our wedding reception.
Michael will be wearing a wire.
What?
The idea is that Vito won't be afraid to talk to me because he thinks I'm about to die. And then, when I get him to incriminate himself...
Our guys come in. Bingo. Got him.
And, that's the end of it.
You think I'd help trap my own father?
Your father is with us.
You're more important to him than they are, Gina. It's our only way out of this alive.
Well, then I guess I don't have a choice.
Everything okay?
Everything's fine. Decisions, you know? I think we're through.
Excuse me. Any panics, any questions? You just give us a call. Tony and Guy, don't be shy.
Well, bye then, darling. See you later. I can't do this. We have to tell her Frank's going to pretend to shoot me.
No way. A reaction is everything. It has to be real.
Kitchen team moving.
Bridal limo en route.
Good. Okay, gentlemen, the limo is on its way. These are the squibs, right? Two controllers, one in each pocket. Now, a squeeze or a sharp tap sets them off. You understand?
How do you do? I'm the best man. Hello? My name's Peter. I'm the best man, and I work at Marks and Spencer's. I love chocolate biscuits. Oh, Mumsy, I want some ginger beer.
Not much of a job, though, is it, Vinny?
Do you read? Remember, we're going to need Grazioso loud and clear. You got plenty of time.
He only has until the speeches.
Right, after the dancing and dessert.
You've got to be kidding. This is an Italian wedding. The speeches are before the dinner. You knew that, right?
Still got plenty of time.
Plenty of time? You have 10 minutes, if you're lucky.
This is not a problem. We're going to be okay.
We have a problem.
Why?
And Michael Andrew Felgate, do you take Gina Maria Vitale?
for your lawful wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do you part.
I do.
You have declared your consent before the church. May the Lord in his goodness strengthen your consent and fill you both with his blessings. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Kitchen team, we've got one shot at this.
And less than 5 minutes before the speeches.
We got it.
Ah, Philip, about the other day.
No, I don't want to hear. I'm sure you had your reasons.
No names, no petrol. That's my motto.
It's incredibly nice of you. Goodness, are you drinking?
Come on, darling.
I've only had one glass.
Let me take that.
She thinks I'm drunk.
You're very embarrassing. I think you're on.
In position.
Uncle Vito, I just wanted to say how sorry I am about your son.
Thank you. This is a happy day. I wish you much joy. I especially look forward to the speeches.
You're very kind, and I'm very appreciative of the way you've opened my eyes to new possibilities. As a matter of fact, I recently thought of a new idea that I think could be extremely profitable to us both. Absurdly profitable, really. I mean, I think we're talking millions. But this certainly isn't the occasion to be talking business, is it? Another time, perhaps. Thank you so much again for being here.
He's lost his mind. And speeches in 405.
Are you out of your mind?
He wasn't ready. Relax.
Relax?
Congratulations. Hey. 5 minutes with that. You, me, and Gina.
Hi, Frankie.
Never chase the bid.
Hello?
What? Let the bid come to you. It's rule number one.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, Mr. Graziosi wants to see you over there.
Of course. Pleasure.
I think we're in business.
Speeches in three.
We have to go say hi to Maria.
So basically, you continue to sell and buy interesting work through us. And I do the insurance valuation on the collection you assemble.
Like insurance against a fire, for example.
Fires can happen. Look at Sotheby's. But fortunately, of course, you would be handsomely covered. So what do you think? Are we in business then?
Say it. In two.
Michael, there you are.
Philip. You two look serious.
Cheer up.
Good heavens, there's quite something.
Hi.
Oh, take it easy.
Quite right.
What do you think? Philip, this is Uncle Vito. Delighted to meet you. You from the old country?
Parla italiano, lei?
My family's from Sicily.
Ah, la bella Sicilia, land of the goat. My wife and I spent the most wonderful week there last summer. Charming little pensione, the most priceless little owner, who looked just like a mafiosi. We call him Al Capone. Do you remember, darling? My God, these things are making me squiffy.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Arrivederci.
Sorry, Philip. Uncle Vito.
Oh, but I am a ninny. I quite forgot to tell you the good news. Mr. Morganson here has decided. Cromwell's are the team for him.
Oh, well, that's marvelous news. We must meet up and discuss the details. Let me just find my... I'll have Helen leave a message on Monday.
Excuse me.
What a horrible thing to happen.
Are you all right? I'm sure he meant it as a joke.
Could I borrow him for a second?
Thanks.
That was quite something.
I love party tricks.
Hooray! Gather round from the farthest reaches and take your seats to hear the speeches!
And speeches are early.
Listen, I swear to God I'll do it, but I'm begging you for Gina's sake. Let me wait till after the party's over. During the speeches, for Gina's sake.
Please, we have to hurry. I'm going as fast as I can. It's rather a mess. Come on, turn around. I need to tuck it in properly.
English. Figured as much.
Now, just shove it in there. Shove it in there. Go on, stuff it in.
Give me a gun. Huh? Give me a gun, Frank. Johnny's. His first. I want you to use this one.
I think he gave Frank a live gun.
I suggest abort. I repeat, abort.
No. We can still get this. Get a mic in there. Kitchen team, get into position, but nobody goes in until I say so. Understood?
Sir.
Shut up.
Copy that.
Best man, how do you do? Oh, excuse me, but I rather think you're wilting there, old boy. Here we are. Here we are.
Toodaloo. Welcome back.
See you later, then.
Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you'd like to give a big hand to Gina and Mike. Woo!
You gotta get in here, Bob. It's too late. He's gonna die. No, this has been 9 years. Kitchen team.
Standing by.
Wait for my word.
We still got a chance. Frank's got a mic. But,
what?
We don't give him a live gun.
All right. Now, can you clappin'? 'Cause here's you know whom. My new brother and our bridegroom. All right. Come on. Mikey, we're waiting. We're waiting, Mikey. You're getting married. Get up, boy. Woo.
Speak up.
Sorry. It is making me a bit nervous. The last time I had to speak at a wedding, I was only supposed to propose a toast to the bridesmaids. I ended up proposing an opening bid. What's worse is that they both sold.
What do you want, the head or the chest?
Come on.
So, I'll keep it simple.
Good idea.
And just tell you why I think today, for once, I'm the one acquiring the masterpiece. Firstly, it goes without saying I've always been a huge fan of the Italian school.
Well, speak to me.
Secondly, and
it's not working.
They say that the real test of a masterpiece is whether you instinctively know it's something you're going to keep forever, love forever. Something you sense you've always...
Don't think of it as gaining a son. If you don't do it, you're losing the daughter.
Sir, no good.
In some cases, it's even something you'd be prepared to die to protect. And that's certainly the case here. I'd rather die than see any harm come to Gina. I love her more than my own life. And I hope I'm making myself crystal clear on that point. Death is okay by me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the father of the bride.
For Christ's sakes, Bob, this is it.
Damn it. Kitchen team, go!
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
You should both be sorry.
Oh, these things are surprisingly painful.
Oh, my God.
It's a new rule of mine. Always assume you guys are hiding something.
Why did...
Because when I thought of you with a gun, Michael, suddenly I wanted a backup.
You did good.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God!
I tell you, Frank, a father might act like a moron sometimes.
Vinny? So I retired. Telling you, Frankie, the kid's a genius. I mean, think about it. You got Vito. Vito thinks he got his revenge. And that's it. Bada bing. You're even. Huh? You're in the clear. All he is.
How the hell could you do this to me?
You were gonna do it to me.
No, we did it because we love you.
Same here.
What? You love both of us?
I don't think so, Michael.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't into...
Oh, my God. Gina!
Welcome to that halfway point to the annual Central Park Museum Marathon.
Gina!
If you have not taken part in this before...
No! No, leave me alone! Leave me alone!
This picture, it isn't me. It isn't me. It's Kansas City, little Big Mickey Blue Eyes. I was pretending to be a mobster, and I couldn't say my R's, and I had to kiss the waitress, or they would have killed us. Look, look who's sitting next to me. Recognize that suit?
Is that Dad?
Gina, this photo means nothing.
So who's Mickey Blue Eyes?
I am. I mean, I was. We just made him up. Please, come back, and I'll explain everything.
So... When you said you were with my dad that day, you weren't...
I was, telling the truth.
You told me a lot of other lies, Michael.
I know. I know. I thought it was the only way to keep you. But you were right. It was the only sure way to lose you.
So, I was right.
You were.
And smarter than you all along.
Yes.
I'm braver.
Much?
I'm more convincing at being shot.
Infinite. Marry me, Gina.
Would I have to be Mrs. Blue Eyes?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
What?
It's me. Miggy. Miggy Blue.
No, please.
Buonasera, Sandrina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera, with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, Sandrina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
And in the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
While I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight.